When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast whose moon sign is Daddy Rising.
Oh, God. So good.
That's a joke I heard you. He said that.
It's my joke.
You just complimented yourself. You said that to someone. I was like, that's very funny. Hey, so I took it.
That's how Daddy rolls. Okay. I'm Mike Johnson.
No, I can't keep move on with a podcast with someone that just said that's how Daddy rolls. You know those moments where just your view of someone just changes irreparably? This is that. I'm Kyle Getz,
and we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today,
that's how Daddy rolls.
Kyle's broken.
Jesus. That's just, okay. We are going to talk a little bit about how Daddy rolls, yeah. Because I can move on. I can pull it together.
Great. Okay.
We're talking about left-handedness.
We're going to talk about left-handedness. And do you remember why?
Yes.
Okay. Great. We were going to tell us later, though.
Yeah. No, people have been using left-handedness as a comparison to people thinking that trans or non-binary is a trend, and so we'll talk more about that impetus for this, and also you're left-handed, so yeah. It works. We have some personal experience here, so yeah.
Well, first then, feedback and corrections. I just wanted to let everybody know, because I got some feedback about the Madison Cawthorn shrinkage, that we actually recorded that after the Venmo stuff broke, but before the naked thrusting video.
Yeah.
So the reason that didn't take any part of the shrinkage is because it hadn't happened yet. We hadn't gotten that yet. It just goes to show that like this is a continuing saga with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that's why it's missing. Yeah. Just so the people that were like, why didn't you talk about this? Because it didn't happen yet.
Yeah.
Time. Should I turn on Time Cave? No. I don't remember how. So,
no.
But yeah, that's that. Time for the news?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth hole. It's time for your ear holes. News. News. News.
All right. News the first. So Alabama, their law that was recently signed that criminalizes providing gender-affirming care to trans youth has been partially blocked.
Partially blocked.
A federal judge has partially blocked the law from taking effect. The case of Reverend Agnes Tucker versus Ivy prevents Alabama from implementing... It's a preliminary injunction, and it prevents Alabama from implementing the ban on prescribing gender-affirming treatment, including providing puberty blockers and hormone treatment to trans minors until a lawsuit against the law progresses.
Okay, this is one of those, it prevents the ban, so this is good for us.
Correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep, so the bill as it stands, and by the way, Governor Kay Ivey, she's just a real cunt, The law was called the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act, because of course it fucking is. Makes it a felony for medical professionals to provide gender-affirming medication to trans minors, and carries a prison sentence of up to 10 years
for
doctors that do that.
Can you imagine being a doctor and having this, hopefully it's not, I don't know, you can either provide the care that science overwhelmingly says is the right thing to do for this kid, is going to improve outcomes, is not only is it not harmful, very positive impact for these kids, or go to jail for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully the oath says that they need to help these kids, and then if they go to jail, that fucking sucks, but that, I don't know. Or maybe they could quit instead. It'd be hard for me to, even doing the right thing, know that I may go to jail for 10 years for this. Yeah. I hope I would stand in my morals, but that's easier said than done when you're like actually facing that. Yeah. And hopefully doctors quit if they don't feel comfortable, you know, with either choice. I don't know. That's insane.
Well, U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke is the justice in this case. And this is some real, like, I'm pretty sure this is just legalese for you're fucking stupid. Like, you know, it's like that backhanded, like, you know, it's all.
What is that phrase that is a profound manifestation,
yeah, exactly,
of ignorance?
Exactly.
It's the legal version of that.
Exactly. Yes. Quote, defendants, in this case, the state, trying to make the ban
doing
happen.
Doing the shitty thing.
Defendants produce no credible evidence to show that transitioning medications are experimental. While defendants offer some evidence that transitioning medications pose certain risks, the uncontradicted record evidence is that at least 22 major medical associations in the United States endorse transitioning medications as well-established, evidence-based treatments for gender dysphoria in minors. Alabama's proffered justifications are hypothesized and not exceedingly persuasive.
You're right. That is very much like, no, you have nothing. You got nothing. You have nothing here.
And this justice was appointed in 2017 by Donald Trump.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
This is a Trump justice. Wow. Saying, like, yeah, you are not exceedingly persuasive. The part of the law that is still in place is the part that bans surgical intervention for minors. This is specifically about medications are still allowed. And the medical professionals have repeatedly said that surgeries are relatively rare among minors. And doctors that do those surgeries are not found in the state of Alabama. Counselors and school officials are still required to tell students' parents if the student tells them that they are trans. But this specifically puts an injunction in place to stop banning medication. So we'll see what happens. Jennifer Levi, who's the Legal Advocates and Defenders Transgender Rights Project director, said, quote, "This ruling means that parents of trans children in Alabama will continue to be able to make the healthcare decisions that are best for their families. It is an extraordinary relief. Parents should not be punished for wanting to do what's best for their kids." We'll continue to follow the story and see what happens, because this is really just a go ahead and keep dispensing medication while the rest of this case is being decided. Yeah. So it still could be, the ban could still be upheld. It's just while they're figuring that out, we're not going to just immediately, like, cold turkey shut off all testosterone treatments in the state or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, like, the damage that they're doing by passing these bills, by not only for Alabaman families of Alabaman?
Yeah.
Is that? Oh, okay, sure.
You did so good.
I just took a swing and there's this looming thing that could potentially there's a real potential that it could impact them in the near future. So there's this looming kind of cloud over them, and also the trans kids across the nation knowing that these kind of laws are out there, and there are people that think that in spite of all evidence that they just don't like trans people. Like, there is so much damage that these bills do by the fact that they exist and reflect people's shitty attitudes and shitty personality and shitty everything. And it's painful to see all what Republicans are doing to our community.
Yep. Yep. Hearing people debate about whether you are a person or deserve to be happy is really demoralizing and awful.
Yeah.
Okay. News the second.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Is it happy?
No.
Okay.
Oh no. No, it is. Okay. This one is not.
Okay.
Lucy Jane Hambly, who is 40 years old, has been jailed for having sex with a 13-year-old boy to talk him out of being gay.
Oh.
Yep. Quote, "I'm going to prove you're not gay."
Oh, my God.
She replied as she led him to a bedroom. She encouraged him to drink alcohol and smoke and began kissing him. He told her to stop, but she just ignored him. The victim said she didn't use a condom and kept telling him she loved him and wanted to get pregnant by him. And prior to this, he had never had sex before. But he told her, "I think that I'm gay," and that provoked this just horrific incident. Your mouth is making the correct mouth face.
Oh,
shape.
Yeah. And yeah, we're the ones grooming.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're the problem. Right. Jesus Christ. That's horrifying.
Yeah,
this is a teacher. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh no, just a person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, what is their relationship? It turns into almost daily sexual abuse over a period of 9 months between 2018
Holy
and 2019.
Shit.
She treated him basically as an adult partner after 4 weeks of friendship. She sent him explicit photographs of herself. So I guess they were just neighbors. Okay. This story is horrific and super duper fucked up and is the most weird constellation of usually it's not women that are doing these kinds of things. And it's specifically to like, well, have you tried chicks yet? Here I am.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of that is super duper fucked up.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, one of the most fucked up parts of this took place in the UK, in Cornwall, England. It is not rape under English law.
What?
The reason is because English law only considers rape, quote, when someone intentionally penetrates the vagina, anus, or mouth of another person with their penis without the other person's consent. Women cannot rape under English law. Cis women cannot rape under English law because it takes a penis to be considered rape. And if this, how could this be anything but rape? It's just mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
How fucking fucked up it is that this is not a rape case. Like,
that blows my mind. You're right. That is the idea that there are still modern day laws that view rape as only the act of inserting a penis into something is wild.
Yeah.
Like, that is such an old, dumb, disproven, harmful belief that.
Yep. It's still illegal. Sex with minors is still illegal, and she's being prosecuted under those laws. It's just they're not. It's not strictly speaking a rape case, which
but isn't sex with minor. That makes it a rape case because you can't consent, and non-consensual sex is rape.
It is the law that she has broken is, quote, sexual activity with a minor. I don't know whether that. I don't.
Yeah. I would call that rape because if you're not giving consent, then
this is the fucked up part. It's not.
Yeah.
You can't use the R word to describe this under English law because she doesn't have a penis.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, England. Get your fucking shit together. News the last.
Is this one happy?
This one is happy.
Ooh, okay. I was hoping you'd put in something, just a little something. Wow.
Yep. Okay. Grindr.
Oh.
Has indicated that within the next 2 to 3 weeks, they will be adding the ability for someone to check side alongside top, bottom, or versatile as sexual preference. And this article on Pink News, quote, the term was popularized by American psychotherapist Joe Court.
Hey, see our episode on sides with Dr. Joe Court himself.
Yep. For queer people who enjoy sex, but for various reasons do not enjoy anal sex, there's a fourth option, side. And Grindr is adding official platform level support for that as the position.
Nice.
For the position field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on May 3rd, they said that it would be about 2 to 3 weeks away in the next release that should be available. So you should start seeing that as an option soon if that's what you want to indicate. And I think it's pretty great.
Yeah. Even if you're not looking for a side, you're not a side, that showing up in the option list helps increase its visibility and awareness, which I think that's huge. That's awesome.
And especially to like be able to trace that to like, he's the dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. I've never created anything that was like that permeated society that much and became like a thing.
Yeah.
It makes me want to like think of a new, like a word or do something important, but I don't know.
Yep.
But I do this instead.
He said this on our episode, but Court said, quote, sides love a lot of things, kissing, hugging, rimming, oral sex, and more, just not penetrative anal sex. Anal sex isn't the be-all, end-all of male-on-male sex.
The thing I still can't get over is he told us that some sides still enjoy fisting or something. That is a fact that I accept. I, you know, sometimes you're just like laying on the couch watching Golden Girls and you're like, some sides like fisting. You know, and you're just like, it's just like, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's how daddy rolls. That's the news.
These daddies roll right into our Patreon inbox because they support us. Thank you to the following Patreon members. Austin Winslow. I lived in Austin for a little bit. Not the human person, but the city.
Austin Winslow?
Yeah.
That sounds so bougie.
Oh, Austin. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Austin Winslow.
Dr. Austin Winslow the third.
Esquire. Angelic Eco.
Ooh.
That's also, we got some classy motherfuckers. Jason, sorry, Jason, you're the trashiest one of the bunch. Should work on having a better last name.
Like the murderer from those horror movies?
Yeah. Oh, okay. He would support us. And Elizabeth Blair.
Oh,
that sounds like an actress.
Fancy.
Yeah, that sounds like a fancy actress.
Dame Elizabeth Blair.
Thank you very much. If you want to be as classy as these folks, except Jason, go to patreon.com/gayishpodcast to support us, help fund things like equipment, traveling to go to the CyberSocket Awards.
Yeah.
Help fund the production assistant that we're working on getting, all these kind of cool things.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Mike, when we started our podcast, there were no other gay podcasts.
Zero.
Zero.
None whatsoever.
We were the very first.
We blazed our own trail. Our own treasure trail. We shaved it.
Just like Harry's blazed their own trail because there were no other razors before they existed.
Right. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, decided to do something better.
I use Harry's and it gives me a smooth, fresh looking face when I shave around my beard, and I really like their products.
Yeah, I do too. The razors are really, really good, but also I enjoyed the body wash. I think it smells super awesome. I use the fig flavor pretty regularly.
Well, if you want to get in on the action, don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 set for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
Yeah, it's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
That's harrys.com/gayish for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, get it.
Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do. Yes, it was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation.
Left-handedness.
We're going to talk about left-handedness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did I feel like you were going to say something? Do you want me to go?
No, I just, like, our process is very opaque, even to me.
you're half of it, though. Like, why are we talking about this?
Like, sometimes we arrive and we, like, get all set up and I have a microphone in front of my face and I'm like, how did we get here?
Yeah, yeah. This one, at least for me, was very specifically, people started posting this chart and... It is called The History of Left-Handedness,
okay, great.
Which is funny. Daddy Mike. And showing that there is this, if you haven't seen it, I'm going to now describe a chart on an audio podcast, which is
sure.
So much fun. It's like the
can I see it?
Well, yeah, but it's like the Nike check mark and then it levels out. So there it like. Over time, it shows how many left-handed people there are, and it does this little dip starting in like the 1900s or something, and then just spikes up to maybe 11-ish% up to like kind of modern day. And people are showing, and like at its low point, it's like around 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And there people are sharing this in relation to trans and non-binary people saying, okay, you think trans and non-binary is a trend? Well, back when people were shittier to left-handed people, there were less of them. That's not because less left-handed people were out there. That was because they were so shamed and treated poorly or forced to try to switch hands. And that's why there are less. And then it levels off at a, you know, this certain rate,
yep,
and
yep,
stays consistent. So there's a consistent rate of left-handed people in society. And so, yeah, the corollaries between those two things are why people were sharing that. And that's and then knowing you're left-handed, that's, I think, what led me to want to do this episode.
It's like Trump and the goddamn fucking coronavirus and being like, the reason we have higher numbers is because we have so much testing. Like,
oh, right.
No, it's like it exists. There's a certain amount of this, yes, that exists.
Yeah.
Just measure that, right? Like allow that to come to light. It's, and
yeah,
like there's a number of left-handed people, and just because it's lower doesn't mean that they're not there.
Yeah.
It means that they're hiding because you're being a dickbag to them.
Yep. 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 I found the study that this is pulled from, or at least one of the places where this chart is pulled from. And it's interesting if you go, there's one specific chart I've seen multiple times, especially on Twitter, that the people are sharing. We'll post somewhere. I don't know. But there's one, like very specifically one chart. I didn't realize because I didn't read in detail. That is, the years on the x-axis are by year of birth. So I thought it was like over time, like that can be, anyway, that is based on the year of birth of the individual. But there's one, this chart starts at the 1880s. There's one that goes back to the 1750s.
Wow.
And that's even more interesting because this starts, the start of this chart is like 5%. Then it goes down to 3 and then back up slowly, like climbing up to 11-ish%.
Yeah.
You go back, it's actually around 10% back in the 1750s.
Oh, there's like an anti-left-handed
then
lobby.
Then it goes down. Yes. The anti-left-handed lobby. The right wing. it is very much like a V almost of then it goes down, then it comes back up. And some of the, and it starts declining around the 1780s. There are two theories that were written in this paper. One was the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Like in agriculture, left-handed people could kind of blend in, be visible. You're like, you don't notice them, but with the advent of machines that would be predominant or almost, I imagine almost exclusively right-handed, left-handed people, it's harder to use those machines, more dangerous. They looked worse, clumsier, less skilled just because of the nature of the machine they had to use.
Yeah.
That wasn't suited for them. That's one of the suggested reading reasons. Another one is the increase in literacy rates. And writing is particularly difficult for left-handed people when they had, it said, quote, steel-dip pens that needed to be dragged across the paper from left to right.
Fuck my life. Go ahead.
But imagine, like, the difficulty with pens, and now you have ink.
Yeah.
You have, like, actual, like, I dipped my fucking feather or whatever. Do they actually use feathers for pens?
Sure.
I never know. Is that a real thing?
Quills?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That seems like the worst, like... I have to go. I lost my quill. I have to go find a pigeon.
Yeah.
I have to spend all day capturing a pigeon.
Yeah.
Then I have to pluck him, and he's going to be like
tackle an ostrich and try not get my ass kicked.
Anyway, so yeah, like writing as the literacy rates and people wrote more than writing left to right with a left hand becomes more difficult. So it seemed like during the Victorian age,
this may or may not be total bullshit, but it sounds believable.
Well, they very specifically were like, we don't know. Here are some theories.
Yeah.
The one in this thing that I was reading, it's surprising, like data on left-handedness is kind of sparse. One of the places we got a lot of our data is there was, I forget when, but there was this magazine that sent out a scratch and sniff thing in their magazine and had people write in and report back as a survey. They were trying to see if smell was connected to shit. And one of the theories was that smell and handedness were connected. And so they had everyone, one of the questions on there was, what hand are you? And so it's not, smell is not connected to handedness, but they got a lot of data on people's handedness. And that was overwhelmingly white. That was overwhelmingly people with enough money that they could, you know, read and get magazines and all that shit. So it's very skewed in that way, but that's one of the places we have most of a lot of data on handedness. And so they wrote down their birth age. So that's where, you know, you can start to then, okay, when were you born and how many people?
Super interesting.
Right? You just see these charts and then, you know, there's part of me that was like, is this even true information? Where did we get, you know, I just see a chart on the internet and these days like, oh, I want a source. And then you show a chart. Oh yeah, you have a chart, you know, or someone puts a link. I don't click the link and I'm like, oh, they have a link.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. So
good enough.
Yeah. 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 So, in this same article, or study or whatever, because there's limited data on left-handed people, it said a museum curator attempting to curate an exhibition on handedness referred to left-handers as being a people without a history.
Oh, okay.
What?
That seems unnecessarily dramatic.
That was a homosexual who was running this.
Yeah.
That was very dramatic about it. He probably had a fainting couch by him. should I could either pause there or I could tell you. No. I wanted to. Okay. So that's why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep going on the connection I think is really a useful one in other kinds of things that people think are trends or think are easy. On the surface, it seems like it is a binary. You are left-handed or right-handed.
Mm.
Much like people think that gender is just boy or girl.
Yeah.
On the surface level, it seems easy. It seems like a binary. It seems like A or B, one or two. And that's the end of it. Here are five reasons that's not true.
Yeah, sure.
For left, it's not just left or right handed. There's more than just left or right.
Yeah.
There is left, right. There's cross dominance
or
mixed handedness, which is the ability to perform different tasks better with different hands.
Yep.
This is me.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought you were left handed. Like,
I was going to come out of the closet and say, I'm not left handed. I'm cross dominant.
Oh, how do you feel? Is that a big relief?
Like a weight has been lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm a person without a history. But
well, no, they were just talking about left handed cross dominance. Man, the annals of history, it's lost in there like a double sided dildo, I'm sure. yes, this is me. What kind of things do you left and what kind of things do you do right?
I mean, I write left-handed, I eat left-handed, but I mouse right-handed. I both want to catch and throw with my right hand, which when I was a kid, that was fucked up because I would catch in the mitt and then I would grab the ball. I would put my mitt under my shoulder and then I would switch hands with it and throw it.
Oh, yeah. That's real dumb.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. But
you
like
to
this
catch
is...
and throw with your right hand. Okay.
Yeah. I could throw it left-handed also and it would do that like sometimes, but I I think my right arm was stronger, so that became like when I was in the outfield. Anyway, let's see.
That's me too. I write with my right hand, but I throw a ball with my left hand.
Yeah, yeah. I bat left-handed.
Oh,
it's just just all over the place. Although, like either hand is good when I'm jerking off, so that's good.
I have an entire segment on that.
Do you now? Yeah. Okay, great.
We're going to talk more about that. Put a butt plug in that.
But ambidexterity, right, is like people who legit claim to be able to do everything with either hand and they're just fine. And I think that they are dirty liars.
Okay. Wow, you don't exist, ambidextrous people.
It's ambidextrous erasure.
I'll give you partial credit for that one. That's how daddy rolls. left-handedness, best estimates are 10.6% of the population. Cross dominance estimates are 9.3%. Ambidextrous and true ambidextrous, they estimate at 1% of the population. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot more people are probably cross dominant. Mm-hmm. But so the actual ability to ambidextrous, it's different because it's not just some things I do left, some things I do right. It's like for this task, I can either do left or right, and it is, you know, near the same.
Yep, same
for both. So yeah, it is not just left and right. There are far more options out there. As we've talked about,
it's like it's a spectrum, Kyle.
Literally, number two, it's a spectrum. That is exactly what I've written down.
Great.
Yep. Great. Hundo P.
Great hands jerk alike.
Is that what Hands Across America was? That's nastier than I thought.
Who is America and why is she doing that?
Cyndi Lauper fucking loves jerking off all over the world. She was in that, right?
Probably.
Okay. It's a spectrum. 90% of people are right-handed, roughly, but about 60% are strongly right-handed, meaning they perform all tasks with their right hand.
Yep.
So there are degrees to this. It is not, we boil it down to right-handed, usually used based on if you write with your right hand, but there are so many tasks that, and people don't necessarily just use their right hand for everything, even if they're right-handed. So it is a spectrum. Also, similarly, another kind of complication, it's not that simple, is the rest of your body. You do things with your feet, with your eyes. What do you wink with? What do you raise an eyebrow with? What do you listen if you're listening in for something? Mm-hmm. What do you listen with? What ear would you put to the door? Like, which ear did you do?
Left.
Okay. Yeah, I would do right. Mm-hmm. So your entire body may have differences in which side you would prefer.
It's like this whole thing.
What's that?
Where you put your
I tried that once and I can't do it. I don't get the.
Oh, you put your thumbs out like stretch your arms out straight in front of you with like a thumb or both thumbs, and then like you close your eyes.
You're giving a thumbs up with both hands.
Yeah, and then like you close your eyes and one of them when it's closed that your thumbs will move, and that tells you which eye is dominant.
I don't get it because they're just in different spots.
Yeah, so that's why you gotta like put it in front of you, and then when you have both eyes open, establish where that is in your vision, and then close an eye. If they move, that is the eye that is open is your weak eye, because your strong eye is where your brain places it in front of you.
It's the same place no matter which eye I use.
Well, for me,
I can't do. I'm not doing this right. I can't do it.
For me, like quite strongly, when I close my right eye, doesn't move. When I close my left eye, shifts over. So like that says that my right eye is weaker. My left eye is a strong eye. Go ahead. Sorry, this is great audio.
I can't. I know. Plus, I can't even do it. So another reason this is more complex. We don't know what causes it.
Yeah.
We have some theories. You're going to talk more about this, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. So it's weird what kind of shit we just don't know or don't know for sure. A lot like being gay. We don't know exactly what causes it. We talked about this a long time ago, but I wonder how many people know this. We don't exactly know what causes being gay. So the idea, while born this way, is an important slogan to tell people, like, it doesn't change. We are this... You know, what is it? Conversion therapy doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
but we don't know exactly why.
Well, and there's also saying that something isn't a choice isn't the same thing as saying that it is genetic, right? Like, it's complicated.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff that all mixes together, and it's your genetics, it's your environment, it's your epigenetics, which is the intersection of the two. Like, it's complicated.
Yeah.
And it's easier to say born this way than it is to explain it's complicated and like there's no choice involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Humans are different than animals.
Yeah.
And animal species. A lot of times we like to pretend like if we see it elsewhere in nature, then that means it's the right thing.
Sure.
And we don't necessarily see the same trends in humans as we do with animals, in terms of handedness. Which is weird because even though people say that, like, there are gay animals everywhere. So, like, people are like, it's not natural. And it's like, well,
it is.
It is actually, like, nature has tons of gay animals. Not that that should be the reason you respect a human being, you know, but, like, that part is wrong. It's so weird what arguments the right kind of just takes.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's inaccurate. I don't know why you, like.
Especially when so many religious traditions have their heads up their own ass about how special humans are. So then if we're special, that means that we can be different from animals and have it still be okay, right? But like,
oh, I've not heard that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So those are just some of the reasons that we boil something down for simplicity and talk about left or right. But much like gender, it is far more complex. There are not two options. And just saying left or right does not explain the full kind of gamut of experiences that people have. So I think it's a really appropriate metaphor and makes sense that it's something that, you know, people are showing the comparison between these two things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're onto something.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so is I think the internet started it, but I just tried to expand on it. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, talking about animals and handedness, it's really interesting because there is some handedness in animals, but like not as much as you would think. And so there's a lot of research trying to figure out like why that is. So there are kangaroos and some other marsupials that like use their hands.
Yeah. Which hand will they punch me with?
Yeah. They show a left hand preference for everyday tasks in the wild.
That this doesn't help the theory that left-handed people are bad. If you're telling me a kangaroo's going to punch me out with his left hand, I'm like, okay.
Left-handedness was particularly apparent in the red kangaroo and the eastern gray kangaroo.
Communist kangaroos punch with their left hand?
Oh, yeah. And then wallabies, apparently they use their left hand for behaviors that involve like fine manipulation, like doing little motions, but then they use their right for behaviors that require more physical strength. Studies of dogs, horses, and domestic cats have shown that females of those species tend to be right-handed while males tend to be left-handed. And so it's more of a like sexual dimorphism thing, which there is a weak connotation when it comes to humans in the same way. So men are 23% more likely to be left-handed. So for instance, if 10% of females are left-handed, then the incidence of male left-handedness would be approximately 12%. Sorry, non-binary people, we don't care.
Again, yeah, we yeah.
So one of the big thoughts,
non-binary people use their feet for everything. I don't know if you knew this. At writing, throwing a ball, they just all use their feet. Weird quirk.
It's interesting.
It's so crazy.
I wonder if you could learn to write with your feet.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people do. But
you know of people that do.
Yeah, there are people who like for whatever reason don't have arms and they like learn to do these crazy things with their feet, like write and drive and
you know. I forgot to wait. I think there was, I don't know where I put it somewhere. There's in addition to ambidextrous, there's also ambivalence. And I'm not mispronouncing that.
Okay.
It's where you're equally bad with both hands.
That's what I am. That's what I am when it comes to basketball. I'm ambivalent at basketball.
And the thing is, it's like mostly because of some kind of like injury or disease or something that's causing it. So I was like, ah, that's hilarious. And I was like, oh, now it's sad again. Yeah. But like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So you talk about writing as impacting like left or right, and there's probably something to that, but there are also theories that language in general has something to do with why humans are handed the way that we are. And it's not to do with writing. It's the our brains have divided responsibilities left and right, and a lot of it has to do with language and language processing and speech. And so the non-speaking or right hemisphere is for perception and gross motor skills, and speech is a very complex motor task, and the left brain does that. And so the right hand is controlled by the left hemisphere, and so as speech developed more in humans, it made our right hands better at stuff. Now, some of this is bullshit because left-handed people don't have a reversed brain, but it's, you know, it's one of the theories that's out there. Then it's also genetic. Like you talk about, we don't know. But if both parents of a child are left-handed, there's only a 26% chance of that child being left-handed.
Oh, that's so sad. You're like, he's regular. What did we even get together for?
Do gay dads have straight kids?
Yeah, they're like, damn it.
So disappointed. But like you said, like it's about 10% give or take for being left-handed. But two left-handed people, their kids are much more likely than. So there's clearly some kind of genetic component, or is there? It could just be left-handed parents are demonstrating doing tasks with their left hands, and the kids see that and acculturate to that. But there was a study done that looked at twins and said that the heritability of handedness is roughly 24%. So there's some suggestions, and I think this is super fascinating, that exposure to diethylstilbestrol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink that on Sunday nights when I want to get crazy.
It was a synthetic estrogen that was used between 1940 and 1971 as a medication. And children whose mothers took that drug were more likely to be left-handed over the clinical control group. And it started this whole thing that in utero exposure to estrogen causes you to be left-handed. There are similar theories about that's how you get gay.
It's more estrogen.
That hormones in utero when you're a fetus that impacts certain brain structures that can change your sexual orientation or influence your sexual orientation. It's the same thing about like the more sons a woman has or the more sons a person gives birth to, the more likely each successive son is to be gay because the body gets better at feminizing the fetus because the Y chromosome is viewed as an enemy by the system. Anyway.
I have a little bit more on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So I wanted to talk about some of the stereotypes about being left-handed.
Okay.
And some of them are like, you know, like a lot of people think that left-handedness means you're smarter.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And there are some studies that indicate that. There are other studies that indicate that it's bullshit. Scientific American, there was a guy at the University College London named Chris McManus, and he said, they have revealed that left-handed people differ from right-handers and are indeed smarter by one IQ point, which is not noteworthy. Left-handers' brains are slightly different from right-handers in ways that can allow them to process language, spatial relations, and emotions in different and potentially creative ways. There are a slightly larger number of left-handers in music and math. And a study of musicians and professional orchestras found a significantly greater proportion of talented left-handers. But John Goodman, this other dude, found that evidence for left-handers was overrepresented among those with higher cognitive skills, such as Mensa members and higher performing takers of SAT and MCAT tests, due to methodological and sampling issues in studies. He also found that left-handers were overrepresented among those with lower cognitive skills, mental impairments, those with intellectual disability. Those groups were roughly twice as likely to be left-handed. So it's kind of bullshit. But
sounds like you can find a study that proves either it's better or it's worse for whatever outcome you kind of want.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. In professional sports, there's a whole bunch of differences in terms of success being left versus right-handed, but those are largely explainable by physics as opposed to like any sort of brain differences or talent differences. Like if you're a baseball pitcher and you pitch left-handed, that's novel and you're more likely to be able to strike people out. Mm. That has nothing to do with talent. It's just because it's mechanically different what you're doing.
Yeah.
I did think it was interesting and worth noting that, do you know how many U.S. presidents were left-handed?
Four.
Before the 20th century, only one. But since World War II, we've had 14 presidents.
Wow.
And six of them have been left-handed.
Gotcha. Oh.
So damn near half since World War II, which I think leads to like this idea that like it's less and less of a big deal to be left-handed.
Yeah. And far more presidential.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk more about the cultural stuff here in a little bit, but like there are kids that would fucking beat their kids or their parents that would beat their kids so that they wouldn't be left-handed. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that we're like largely past that.
Yeah.
As at least in modern Western societies. So.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah. I like saw some news article about, you know, within the past 10 years or something that someone still had that happen, which is, it's insane. Shit like that still happens. But yeah, it largely we realize that it doesn't make you a terrible person.
Yeah.
Which isn't that so weird how we treat people shittily for such like, you know,
redheads are demons, Kyle. They are demons in human form.
South Park
they do
said
not have
it,
souls.
So. Yeah.
I don't believe that, everybody.
Should I tell you about how sexual orientation and handedness is connected?
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Studies in the 1980s and 90s showed that there was no connection.
Great. Good segment, Kyle.
Your turn. No. but then a meta study disproved this.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes. Yes. A meta study found that gay people have a higher likelihood of being left-handed, saying that some of the studies that said there wasn't a connection were smaller samples, and that's why. So it's interesting that there are, I looked at kind of all of these different studies, and I'm literally doing the cherry picking fallacy. So I'm going to just let you know that up front. I picked the two largest studies, a BBC study that measured thousands of people and a meta study. So those are the two I'm picking. So it wasn't without reason, but there are also plenty that say there are no connections between the two, but it's more fun to do it this way.
Sure.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So the BBC study said left-handed gays rather than 10-11% of the overall population, with gay men it's 13%.
Okay.
So a little bit higher. Left-handed lesbians, instead of 10% of the population, it's 11%.
Great.
This is the best. Bisexuals.
Yeah.
More often describes themselves as ambidextrous.
Oh, God. Just pick a hand.
Pick a hand.
Why you gotta be so selfish?
You can't use both. You're jerking off with one hand. It's like, but are you gonna leave me for the other hand? How do I know? Will you have a three-way with me and you're both of your hands? For bisexual men, it was more pronounced. Bisexual men. Oh wait, now this is back to like left-handed. Bisexual men, 11% left-handed versus gay and straight men, it averaged to be 8%. Bisexual women, 16% versus lesbians were 12% and heterosexual women were 8%. So,
like a little bit. Like there's just a little queerness to it.
Little tiny bit of extra juice in the left hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounded way dirtier than I wanted. Okay, this 2000 meta study, though, said gay men were 30% more likely to not be right-handed. And some of these studies, like, there's also the problem of how do you define it? You can simply, if you just say, are you right-handed when you write? Or do you look at the full body? Or do you look at how often you use it? Like, there's...
Always look at the full body.
Definitions.
Cow.
Always love looking at the full body with my, I don't know.
Both
right
eyes.
Yeah, both eyes. This 2000 meta study said that homosexual women had 91% greater odds. So the last one was like, it's 1 percentage point more likely. And this says it's 91% more likely.
Okay.
That's a lot. Again, other study said there was no connection at all. So I'm
wait, but is that like you said? I think 8% to 16%. That's a 100% increase. So 91% would make sense.
That was bisexual women. Oh, okay. So yeah, yeah, no. Bisexuals really stand out.
Great.
A 2014 internet survey, which I just, when I was reading that, that just sounded like it was being condescending over over yeah. text. Like yeah. it just seemed...
also known as a survey.
A survey yeah. What, as opposed to mailers, like what the fuck right, are, yeah. yeah. This is the future, everyone. Asexual people were 2.5 times more likely to not be right-handed than straight people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So, Mike.
Yes.
There is a researcher
yes.
named Blanchard.
Great.
Who looks at both handedness, orientation, and the number of brothers you have.
Ooh, okay.
There were like three different stuff. Blanchard is fucking obsessed with these things.
Yeah.
The ultimate triangle of, I don't know, gay hand brothers.
Sure.
Ooh. That sounded weird.
Oh, Hansen.
Hansen. It's interesting. Yeah, they jerk each other off with their left hands.
They used to be called Hansen, and they dropped the D. Marketing showed that would be, you know, better.
Never drop the D. Keep the D in the air.
Yeah. Keep the D, drop the soap.
Blanchard said, quote, the odds of homosexuality is higher for men who have a non-right-hand preference or who have older brothers relative to men who with neither of these features, but the odds of men with both features are similar to the odds of men with neither. That was, let me translate.
Yes.
Because that was like a puzzle. Like that was a brain teaser of like.
Yeah, I don't not understand that.
My hand is my own mother? What? I don't know. the probability that a boy will be gay increases with the number of older brothers they have. That's something we've talked about. And what you're referring to of like, there's something about maybe like at first a male kind of whatever genome hormones or whatever is seen as like a fucking alien to a, you know, cis woman's body.
Yep.
And then as if she has more, then it's like, oh no, this is chill. And they get more estrogenized. And I'm so poorly describing a thing that I know a little bit about.
You're doing great.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That was all a quote from Blanchard again. that phenomenon that we've described is limited to right-handed boys.
Oh,
now you understand yourself, right?
Yeah, that's why Murph isn't gay.
Yes, you're welcome, Murph. If Mike wasn't left-handed, you would be gay.
I'm gonna start writing with my right hand to see if that changes.
Oh my god, as you get better, he's like more and more interested in gray sweatpants season. Watch out, Murph.
Yeah,
you're going gay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they found that if you go back and play that quote I said, it actually said that, but in a very obtuse way. So the odds of this are only apply to boys with right hands. If you're left handed, then there's no difference in the odds, you know, no matter how many brothers you have.
Great.
The most interesting about that, aside from it directly applying to you and explaining yourself, is like, that there again, like goes to kind of this, what is going on in the womb to a fetus is influencing it. And so if there truly is that connection, like Blanchard's saying, then there seems to be something to, you know, being gay and your handedness is, you know, because of, shit that goes on during that time. So.
So interesting.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Is your brother left or right-handed? Do you know?
I think he's right-handed only because left-handed people, they're like vegans. Like, you'll know, you know, like, you don't have to ask. You'll find out, you know, something will happen and they'll be like, whoa, I'm so left-handed. And you're like,
okay,
I don't
hold
care.
Hold on.
No, let's move on.
Hold on.
What?
I feel like people say to me all the time in our friend group, I always forget that you're left-handed. Like, what hasn't fucking changed? It's been okay. Mm. Like, I don't understand why that's a thing that people say.
They don't see hands. They treat everyone the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about more stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we could do that with the rest of the show. Sure.
So you've already talked about like writing left-handed being a pain in the ass, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of downsides to being left-handed, and so many of them are just cultural mm-hmm. and run deep.
How deep?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Well, first let's start with like the very few examples of left-handed being a good thing.
Oh, okay.
In history. So Incas, apparently left-handers were called, I can't say that.
Did you say Incas?
Incas, like the ancient Incans.
Oh. The plural wouldn't be Incans?
Incans.
Incans. You said Incas.
Incas.
Incans.
Incas. It's Incan society, but they are Incas.
They are Incas?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have thought they'd be Incans. Let's say the word Incan 12 more times to hit our quota. Okay.
Yoke or something like that, which has positive value, being left-handed. There's a positive connotation of that. People of the Andes consider left-handers to possess special spiritual abilities, including magic and healing.
Oh.
I am magic.
You've never magicked to me.
Well, stick around, kiddo. That's how daddy rolls. So in Tantra Buddhism, the left Ooh. Hand represents wisdom.
Why does that matter for fucking?
I don't know. I think Tantra is about more than just sex.
Why?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. According to some sources. Yeah. A meta study shows it's about more than...
In early Roman times, the left side had a positive
connotation. You mean the Romas?
The tomatoes? the left side had a positive connotation as the auguries proceeded from the eastern side. I don't like, know what that means.
Sorry, no, you're physical. You were just like, I don't know. I'm just going to keep saying it. Okay. Sorry. There was something good. They thought it was good.
But it became negative after Latin and Greek influence came in.
Oh.
And ever since in all Romance languages. I'm going to talk about language here in just a second. In Russian, levsha or lefty. Became a common noun for a skilled craftsman.
Ooh.
But that's because of the title character from The Tale of the Cross-Eyed Lefty from Tula and The Steel Flea, written in 1881.
Was that all
Nikolai
one
Leskov.
Title?
Yeah. The Tale of the Cross-Eyed Lefty from Tula and The Steel Flea.
Boy, that's like, we need to work on some editing, like kind of know what to cut to like.
Yeah, I mean, Russians are not good at being short to the point when it comes to their writing.
That's true. I have yet to make it through Crime and Punishment. I'm like, this seems like such a good book and I like it, but boy, after 40 pages, I'm very tired.
Yeah, exactly.
And you kind of did it at the beginning. So like you kind of gave away the ending, but.
Oh God.
He kills her, Mike, but he kills her like early.
Yeah.
And often.
And then the rest of the book is about whether he gets away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Marmeladov is his name, I think.
The
Raskolnikov.
Person?
No, Raskolnikov. Raskolnikov is the main character. Hmm. Anyway, okay. Now we're going to talk about the shitty ways in which left-handed people are viewed by different cultures. So, a lot of it comes down to the idea that, especially in the past, which like people used to be dirtier, we didn't have good sanitation or indoor plumbing or whatever, that your right hand was for eating, handling food, and social interactions, and your left hand is for personal hygiene, especially after you take a dump. So that's your ass-wiping hand. It's the bad hand. It's the dirty hand. And so if you had a natural proclivity to use that hand because of all this handedness stuff that we're talking about, you were putting dirty poo fingers in your mouth is the fear or the thought. And like that's a really powerful thing that takes root. And
some people don't think gay people are gross because of the butt stuff, because of the poop. Wow, so much of our society is driven by what is happening with the poop and where it is and how it relates to us. Like, wow, poop plays, man, we need an episode just called like poop.
Yep. Do we have an episode called poop?
I don't think so.
We need to do an episode called poop.
Oh God.
We'll check that.
Shit.
So Islam goes as far as to say that that's what you have to do.
Mm.
Like your left hand is your unclean hand and it's because of the poop.
It's so this is, and again, like so people just think I do this and most people I know do this. So it's the right way.
Yeah.
And everyone must do this.
Yeah.
There are, when you break it down, it if a majority of people are a certain way, that they are then the ones with the power to decide things and decide that that is good. Like, it's so crazy how little awareness for other people and
the desire to control other people to be like you is, yes, very like human, apparently,
yeah,
in a shitty way that,
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a lot of religions, especially Christian ones, the right hand of God is the favorite hand. Mm. Jesus sits at God's right side. The left hand is the hand of judgment.
Ooh, Jesus just sat on the right hand because his jerking off hand was his left hand, and you can't jerk off God with your non-dominant. You got to use your dominant hand.
That's right. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to give it your all.
Yeah.
Oh wait, was God his dad?
Yes.
Familydick.com. You'd love to see it.
That's how daddy rolls. let's see. So apparently by the time the 19th century rolls around in Europe, homosexuals were often just referred to as left-handed. Like, left-handed was just code for gay.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Wait, there is it just like, left-handed is weird and different and gay is weird and different, so people just assume the two were the same?
Yeah.
It's great I did that my segment then already, so we know that that's not true, or not as true, or kind of true.
Yep.
Whatever. I don't remember what we learned from my segment, if anything.
Well, so I did want to talk about this a little bit. Like, we talked on whatever episode it was that piercing. What episode was it? We talked about the ears.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was an episode called Ears.
I think
it, no, it wasn't.
No, because you said that the piercing was the ear hole of the whatever the actual topic was.
Yeah.
It was a stretch.
It was, but a
hanky, the hanky of the ear.
It was. It was a beautiful stretch,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just like fisting.
But if you're gonna have one earring in, left is right, right is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so why is this reversed, right? Like the left ear is the dirty ear, I would think, because that's the pooping hand, but that's not the one that's the gay one. That's the straight
no,
one.
But it's different when you're listening for poop. You listen with the right ear.
My one thought about that might have been that when you put an earring in, because you have to stick the post through and have the back to put the post into, you go across your body. So to put a right earring in, you use your left hand. And maybe that's why that's the gay one. Because you put your poop hand up to your right ear to put an earring in it. And you would do the opposite on this side.
Hmm.
Am I making sense?
I'm just trying
to figure it out.
I would think it'd have something to do with like the dominant hand. Then this ear became like, yeah, if you're using your right hand to either pierce or put in an earring, you'd do that in a... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what hand you use. Or is it weird that, like, you know, because of the cross lateralness of our, you know, the brain controlling which hand we are, like when it's above your head, then like it's the other.
I think more just like the practicality of the whole thing. Like, here's the thing. I will bitch at length about the ways in which the world is subtly wired for right-handed people, because I tend to notice it because I'm left-handed, and I have adapted and adjusted, but that doesn't mean that these things aren't still true. For instance, if there's a door that you are supposed to pull, and it's one door, not two, and there's a handle, what side of the door is it on?
The left.
It is on the left because your right hand is the right, quote-unquote, right one that you're supposed to use, and you reach across, grab the handle, and pull it across your body so that it is now open so that you can go through it. You can't do a door like that with your left hand.
Hmm.
So all single pull doors, the handle is on the left because of this horseshit.
Hmm. How much does that affect your life? That seems like such a minor...
It is. Hmm. It's the death by a thousand paper cuts, Kyle.
Yeah.
Because it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff that I learned how to do with my right hand just because of this. It's not because it's what I wanted to do. For instance, like the crank for a pencil sharpener, it's on the right every single time because that's like the hand that's good at stuff.
Yeah.
And my little, like, you know, when you get to school, you're 5 or 6 years old or whatever, I couldn't do it. But like, we didn't have any left-handed pencil sharpeners. So I just learned how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how much cross dominance is just adapting to all of you right-handed people's bullshit.
It's, you know? Don't look at me. I'm cross dominant. I'm not part of that. No, and it did say, like, you know, among the reasons people are certain-handed, it's like, you know, even though genetics is big, just adapting to things, or it said a lot of cross dominance is because people just have to learn to do stuff, or you have an injury or something that forces you to switch hands. Yeah. It's definitely part of it.
Let's see. There's some really interesting, weird things. Like, apparently in some parts of Scotland, it's considered bad luck to meet a left-handed person at the start of a journey.
Wow. That's a really specific scenario.
Yeah. In Ghana, pointing, gesturing, giving, or receiving items with the left hand is considered taboo or rude.
Oh.
And a person giving directions will put their left handed behind them and even physically strain to point with their right hand if necessary, because you don't fuck with the left hand.
It'd be fun to, like, for you to just go to, what was it, Scotland, and just wait at the bus stop and just be like, hello, I'm left-handed. Hello, I'm left-handed. Just like a big fuck you to
everyone. Airport.
Yeah.
Just stand the TSA line or whatever they have in Scotland.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about the language of all of this stuff.
Okay.
There's more stuff about, like, left-handedness, like people forcing their kids to do shit with their right hand, and like some countries it's like just flat fucking child abuse to force them, like they like literally tie their kid's left hand to their pants so that they had to do stuff with the right, like Jesus Christ. Anyway, but the language, I'm kind of a language nerd anyway, and it's just so interesting to me how old the idea is that left is wrong and right is right. And we'll start with that one. The word right in English also means correct. The word left, then, what's the opposite of right? It's incorrect, right? But English is not the only language that does that. So Sanskrit, there's a whole list in Wikipedia. In Sanskrit, the word vama stands for both left and wicked.
Ooh.
In Slavic,
that musical.
Yeah. Yeah, Slavic languages like Russian, there's naleva is on the left and naprava is on the right. That's the same root word as pravilna, which is correct.
You seem to be saying this in a way that I understand these words. You're saying that like I would know those words already.
No. Oh,
okay,
no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
No, just the, like it's also in Russian. So it's in Sanskrit, it's in Russian, and it's in French. Droit means both right and straight, as well as law.
Oh.
And gauche means left, but is also a synonym of maladroit, literally not right or clumsy. That's something else that comes up a lot, is that left people are clumsy, which gay people are clumsy. So it makes sense.
Wait, we're not clumsy.
I don't know. Are we sure?
We should be the opposite. All put together and stuff.
But
like clumsy, at least compared to the other ones, the clumsy part I can see where that comes up again, like we talk about industrial revolution, or if everything's made for right-handed people, then you will seem clumsy if you're, you know, a left-handed person using right-handed scissors.
Yeah.
So I get where, at least where that one comes up, versus like the wicked stuff is like, boy, that's just a deeply ingrained kind of belief.
Yeah. Like if I reach for that door handle and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm going to either have to like do this weird spin move to get through this door, or I'm going to have to take all of the shit and change hands so that I can open the door. And then you drop shit and then like your eggs roll out into the middle of the street and everybody points and laughs at you and you go home and cry and it's all because you were left-handed.
Woo! Did you just hypothetically, or do we want to get into that more?
Nah, we're good.
You mean like your uterine eggs? You spilled them all out.
I think it's the same in Spanish. In Italian, the word left is sinistro. Like sinister. What is it in Spanish?
Izquierda.
Izquierda.
I don't know. Izquierda. I don't know what Izquierda. That means. But right and law, derecho, those words mean the same thing.
Okay. It's also in Asian languages. In Vietnamese, the word for right also means correct or must, and the word for left is try, which means wrong or opposite.
Oh, try. I thought you meant like, boy, left-handed people, they sure are trying.
Boy, we sure do. Finnish, Swedish, Norwegian, Hungarian, Turkish, Chinese. In all of these languages, there is a just correctness or rightness or trueness or pureness that is written into the word for the direction right and the opposite in the word for the direction left. And, you know, what kind of impact does that have on the way that we view these things and the way that people view themselves.
Yeah.
And like, I bet it's more than we realize.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you're right that it would be easy to dismiss some of the things like, oh, right means good. But yeah, when it's everywhere in society, when doors, when scissors, when tools, when words, when, you know, when everything is built this way, and you just subtly learn these three things throughout the course of time, like, yeah, that's got to add up and build up.
Yep.
Yeah,
for sure. I guess that's it. I just have always been blown away by the fact that, like, right is right.
Yeah.
And left is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful that my parents didn't, like, my dad, his mom, like, tried to force him to use his right hand.
Wow. Oh, your dad's left-handed?
Yeah, he's left-handed.
You get it from your daddy.
Yeah. That's how daddy rolls. and I'm just thankful that they weren't like that.
Yeah. And they weren't bad people that right. abused you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, let's talk more about your experiences then. Like, you mentioned doors and kind of death by a thousand. Like, how did you feel? How did you feel about yourself? Like, did you notice a point in time where like, oh, this is a thing that's like happened regularly that I'm different than everyone?
It was for sure like school, like kindergarten, first grade. And I think that's when you first come across like scissors that say lefty on them. Like you get the special kid scissors or something. And like at that age, especially, I think like you're just learning how to integrate with your peers, and the last thing you want to do is stand out or be different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So yeah, there's
and
that.
I'm sure other kids didn't know if you're right-handed and most people are right-handed and you've always, you know, your world is built around right-handed. And then the one kid that needs the left-handed thing, like that kid probably stands out a whole bunch to you.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Mm. Absolutely.
I think that's why you mentioned them being like more creative or musical. I think that's why they're just like, oh, I'm already weird. I just will go do drama.
Maybe. Or come out as gay.
Or be gay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like how, if you learn early to like stand out cause you have to, maybe, I mean, it didn't work on me, but I'm cross dominant. I'm trying to think of like other things. Oh, desks. Fucking desks, like a college, like high school and college desks, especially, you know, the kind that you kind of slip into as opposed to like come up to that has that like L shape in front
of
them.
Yeah, you can like fold the desk and it's like half a desk kind of thing that, yeah.
And they're all for right-handed people and you can find the left-handed ones, but they're, you know, not necessarily always available something else that was mortifying was when you start writing a whole bunch. And just how gross my left palm would be from running over the letters. Mm-hmm. And do you remember when erasable ink was a thing?
Yeah.
It was like the like mid to late 80s, I think, that it really started taking off. Fuck erasable ink, Kyle.
Oh, fuck it. Would your hands erase it?
Yes. you right. And then my hand would go over it and it would just smear. It would just be just this illegible blue smear. And then I would stab the person that gave me an erasable ink pen with the pen in the eye.
That's healthy.
It only happened a couple times. Then people learned.
And never did it again. Nor did they see anything. Have you seen people? You're talking a lot about like objects or things you interact with. Do people say anything or do anything when you tell them you're left-handed?
Not beyond just like noticing. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's like a left-handed person discrimination.
You've never
or anything.
There's yeah. Okay.
I do. I know that happens though. Like these ideas that left-handed is bad or dirty. You know, there are a lot of cultures in which it's still pretty severe Islam.
And there are societies for which the rate of left-handedness is lower, you know, kind of going back to like the data we looked at, you know, it's when you mostly humans, you know, what they've seen is have the same rate of handedness, but yeah, there are some societies where it's lower. And so it's like, that sucks. There's that, you know, whatever percentage that are being forced into the right hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah. Very stupid. I write with my right hand it's interesting because I saw something that said most children have a preference for one hand or the other by the age of 18 months and are definitely right or left-handed by about the age of three. I started using my left hand. My dad got annoyed with me because when I played baseball, I played most sports growing up, like little league kind of things. And in baseball, every year he bought me a new glove because I would switch with which hand I was throwing it with. Maybe I was as a kid ambidextrous, at least in that regard, because I like, and I remember he was like, you have to pick one, you have to pick a hand. And I picked left-handed because I thought it was more interesting. So that's why I throw with my left hand.
Oh, okay.
Which
a vanity pick.
It's weird because, like, you know, left or right handed by the age of three, I don't know, maybe that's not things like that you're trained into, like sports. You talked about some of the sports areas, like, you know, if someone teaches you a sport, that maybe you just learn it that way, and even if it's not, maybe you're worse at it because it's not your dominant thing, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Basketball, I dribble with my left and shoot with my right. So they would say, like, pick a side for layups, and neither one was my good side. I was also just general. Maybe this is why. I don't know. I don't know if this is why I was bad, or it's just like another reason I was bad at basketball. But like, yeah, I didn't have a good side. And to dribble with your left, then when you pick it up and move it to your right hand, you're crossing your body, which gives the defense a very good opportunity to steal it.
Yeah, sure.
So that's a very bad.
I just said, yeah, sure. Like, I knew what you meant, but I believe you.
Like, you just imagine, like, the more you move the ball in front of your body, it's like to go to shoot. I'm like, hey, do you want this real quick? Or should I? Okay, no, I'll go for it. Okay. Like, yeah. And I remember not having, like, I learned a word for cross dominant because people would be like, are you left or right handed? And I'd be like, I'm a little of both, or I'm mostly right handed, or and then people would be like, ambidextrous, and I'd be like, no, because it's not, so then I learned that there was this word for it, and it was very nice to learn what this word was and know that there was like a thing out there. It was I won't say it was the same level of like when I learned about the word agnostic, or I don't know. I don't remember a moment where I learned gay was a thing. So that I didn't have, like, I definitely had that for agnosticism, like learning that there was a word about that. So, but yeah, it was kind of nice to, instead of having to be like, are you right or left-handed? Oh, I do some things with one. Instead I can just say cross dominant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's very nice.
Yeah. So
there's some connection there of knowing other people have it, being able to communicate it easily. Yeah. That I think is very, again, to such smaller degree, but you know, trans, non-binary, gay, you know, a lot of things in the queer world, you all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's this word, this thing I felt, there's a word. And now I know, like, it can feel validating to be able to define yourself by some. This is why I think a lot of people are like, oh, it shouldn't matter at all. And in the future, we won't need any of these words. And I disagree with that, because I think to find a word, to know that there, you can help use that to define yourself. You know, there's a community. You can explain things to people in a very easy way.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Yeah, for sure. There's also the, like, in a perfect world, we won't need these things, but that is not now. Like,
well, but I don't think in my perfect world we still have words to communicate a lot of things.
I just mean those people that are like trying to force it to be now when it is not. Whether you think we should go there or not is another thing. But even if that's where we're headed, we are not there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think I'm going to save. I mentioned that I have information about jerking off.
Yeah,
and which hand you use.
Great.
I'm going to save that for the Patreon segment.
It'll be our Patreon segment, okay.
I'll just tell you, there's Pee Wee Herman is involved.
I always thought that his name sounded vaguely like it involved masturbation anyway. So, like, none of that surprised me.
Yeah, you were like, I knew it. I'm left-handed. I'm insightful and wise. Yep. I knew this. Yeah.
So, do we do it?
Yeah, we did. We did stuff.
We talked
about
left-handedness.
Yeah, I think it's a really useful comparison of far lower stakes, still important to people, and still has been a reason to treat people shittily, but a far lower stakes way to be like, look, some people are just fucking different, and we just do shitty things to people that are a little bit different.
Yeah,
and society is built upon, you know. And I think it's nice to have a little bit lower stakes thing to use as this example, and it's because there's so much baggage, unfortunately, baggage and opinions and taboo or whatever about when you talk about gay shit, people have such strong reactions to take it to something that, like, nowadays we're more cool with just like, okay, what hand are you? It doesn't matter. I don't have that baggage and all that stuff that I bring to it. I think it's very nice to have that kind of lower stakes, less baggage thing to use as an example. So yeah. I really enjoy that comparison that's been going around.
Yeah. There aren't more autistic kids. We just are better at diagnosing autism. Mm-hmm. And there aren't more trans people. We're still real shitty, but better at allowing them to exist and be themselves. Yeah. There's a lot of places where this same kind of idea impacts society. So
And a lot of them, like trans and non-binary people are like, oh, this is a trend. It's like, literally, you can easily do a quick search and find out that throughout history, society, there have been people that do not fit the binaries of these genders, and oftentimes, or in some societies, they are revered. So like, not only is it not true, it's very easy to disprove. I don't know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a left. No, right here.
I'm going to go pee right-handed and see how it works.
Oh, report back on the Patreon segment on how you did. Okay.
Let's take a break. But like, like for reals.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Are we back?
We're back. We just masturbated and with our non-dominant hand. We're gonna do our gayest and straightest.
But first, our website is gayishpodcast.com.
Really built this. I was wondering if it had changed. We are on Instagram at Gayish Podcast and others at /Gayish Podcast, or, you know, our name is probably Gayish Podcast. I have faith in you. You'll find us.
Our hotline, you can send us text messages or leave us voicemails, is 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rate supply.
Our email is gayishpodcast@gmail.com. I had to be more dramatic than you.
I agree. Our post office box is 19882. That's Seattle, Washington, 98109. And we got something.
Don't you want to video this?
I don't know. Want is a strong word. I'm just not as good at life as you might think I am, Kyle.
No, that's not true. I don't think you're good at life.
You have an accurate
I accurately assess.
Yeah, we got this in the mail. It is from General Manager.
Wait.
Thrift Books in Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
Is a contemporary dictionary of sexual euphemisms.
Oh. Oh, no. They probably got it for us before they heard the... do you think... This looks like... It's like from the library...
And it doesn't say who sent it to us.
It has like the library stick. Did you steal this book?
It was before it got banned in Dallas, sent us this.
Did you take this book?
Oh my god. Oh wait, it says Henrico County. No, Hennepin County Library officially withdrawn.
But does that mean do they put a sticker on it when they officially? You gotta put that down. Officially withdraw it from the library because they bought. Very confusing. And I wonder if they heard me give you this book and thought I just took this from the P.O. box and said it was from me.
We have two copies now. Thank
we have
you.
One each.
Yeah, we could do dueling euphemisms.
Oh, dueling euphemisms is great. I'm going to open to a random page. Great. Oh, Donkey Punch. I already know what that is. The Hanging Johnny.
Oh.
Male masturbation. Slang. That's perfect. We just did a Patreon segment about, masturbation. I guess males are included in that. Hanging Johnny is another euphemism for male masturbation that involves violence, because it's also the execution by hanging on a gallows of any person named Johnny. So, choking or hanging like is a masturbation thing. So that,
mine is making bacon. Verb.
I already want to do
Definition of three, coitus.
Oh.
Fucking. We're making bacon.
Making bacon, I thought
pig
is getting money.
Not according to this.
I would never use making bacon as sex.
Oh, well, you know, I think straight people do a lot of weird things that we don't understand.
That's
Kyle.
True. Straight people, explain yourselves. Thank you. That was very
Thank
sweet.
Very sweet
of you to think. And yeah, now Mike and I can both have a copy, and we can use our library to like lend out to guests when if they need it, and then they can return it. We can have a little lending library.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, before we do Gay Sestratus, I wanted to say a couple of things. First, rate, review, subscribe, and recommend, the four R's. They absolutely help us out, and we need you to do them.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I've decided just right now, Kyle, to start a new segment.
Oh, okay, sure.
For
we can do this in the last several minutes of the episode.
For a limited amount of time.
Okay.
Okay. As I'm sure I've said 100 times and everybody's tired of hearing it, I'm doing a fuck ton of traveling. Mm. Fuck ton of traveling this year. Most of it is for work, some of it not. But I will commit to going to at least one bar in all of these places and doing a quick review.
Oh.
So I was in Raleigh, North Carolina last week, and I went to a bar called Flex. At that bar called Flex, you go through a door and you go downstairs because it is in the basement. It is this kind of place. It was Wednesday night, and they had karaoke. Worst karaoke I've ever heard. Not even the black people could sing. And it was terrible, and I loved every single fucking minute of it. It was wonderful and magical, and I love it there.
Was there anyone flexing?
There was no flexing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Only like flexing, like
I was going to come up with like a very complex and Byzantine rating system like the two old queens have for their movies.
Yep, yep.
I didn't get around to that. There was no flexing. There was a decided lack of flexing.
Okay.
But they made up for it by, there was a dude, I sent you a video.
Yep.
A dude dressed up as Kesha to do Kesha's TikTok.
Yeah.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, about 30 minutes later, he did You'll Be Back from Hamilton, dressed as King George.
Oh, wow.
Head to toe, red crushed velvet with a big old crown. And then I saw him later. He was packing up. He had an entire duffel bag filled with all of his costumes for all of his karaoke songs.
I mean,
I want to be him. I admire his dedication to his craft. He was terrible.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, when you're that bad at singing, you have to find something else. Like, you have to find another shtick. Like Madonna.
It was so good. It was so good. Anyway, that is my now like weekly-ish gay bar review.
Okay. Would recommend?
Would recommend.
I love that.
Yeah. Although you should know that like my bar tastes tend toward the divey and quirky. So, yeah. And then also the first episode of Momsplaining is coming out, and I just wanted everybody to know that the first episode we're going to post for everybody. Go to patreon.com/gayishpodcast, and whether you are a patron or not, you'll be able to see the Momsplaining. But also, if you submit a question to her, then we'll also get you the episode for free. You don't need to join Patreon if we end up picking up your question and doing it on this the new show.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. Be up sometime this month. But then, yeah, after that, the episodes are going to be monthly and it's going to be just for the Patreon members who have, like, either $5 or up the audio plus.
Yep. Now time for Gays and Stratus?
Yeah.
All right. I can go first.
Gays and Stratus is sponsored by Spaces. Spaces is a group chat app for queer people.
By Hornet. Okay, great. So the straightest thing about me, this is actually not in the last week, which you know, but the straightest thing about me is we had a game night at our friend's place, and when I came out, I saw something on my windshield, and I thought, oh, fuck, I parked in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
I picked it up, and it was a business card that somebody had said, if you want to sell your Jeep, call me.
Wow.
I felt such pride.
like you and your Jeep.
Straight bro love affair with my Jeep, yeah. And somebody else recognizes its awesomeness.
Is yours like, particularly like rare or unique, or why would...
I don't know.
Maybe they're just looking for a Jeep of your type?
It's an 05 Wrangler Unlimited, and it's in pretty good shape. So, like... for a car that old anyway. Yeah. Anyway, I was just like, I was so proud. Yeah. I was so proud. Like mama's baby got like promoted or something. I don't know. Anyway. And then the gayest thing about me this week was my attempt to hide my sheer joy at a joke my 11-year-old nephew Wyatt told me.
Okay, what's...
Do you know why the band teacher got fired?
Why?
Because he fingered A minor.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I had this just like gay panic of like, how do I respond to this? Do I encourage this because it is awesome? Yeah. Do I hide my sheer joy at this joke because it is inappropriate for a child of that age to be telling?
And it's worse when you're gay because you're like, everyone already assumes that I'm a pedophile. And if I do anything that embraces that image, like we're so like, we have to push back on that label so hard. You can't. And yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
As someone who has no kids and never plans on it, I feel like it's helpful to be like, that is very funny. We tell those jokes at home. We don't tell those in public.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were at Dad's house.
Yeah.
And Murph was right there. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think that's a good learning opportunity and also fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, I said, know your audience. I laughed out loud, really loud, and like full body laughter. Yeah. And then I was like...
But now we need to have a talk.
Know your audience.
Yeah, yeah. Biblically...
Hmm?
Biblically, my gayest, straightest, my gayest is I got a bunch of clothes.
Yeah, you did.
For the red carpet.
Yeah, you did.
There's some skirts. I got some heels and I got some underwear. I got some options that I'm working with. So putting those on and trying those on were my gayest.
You got your hips and your heels figured out. Now you just need nail and hair.
Yep. Yep.
Nails and hair.
So. I do have, and I have like kind of my stuff before the red carpet. Worked out. I have a appointment at the nail salon. I have a haircut. Like I'm getting all my shit done before.
Excellent.
My straightest is I am taking care of a friend's dog right now. And, his name is Bowser, and Bowser is far more social than my dog and will walk up to anyone. And I don't want to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike other gays who are very social and want to chat with everyone and extroverted, that's what I'm supposed to be. But I don't want my dog to walk up to you. I don't want to have to interact with you. I don't want to have to do this. I'm also dealing with two dogs. I want to add another thing that I have to deal with. Also, I have headphones in. Why do people think they can just talk to me normally when I have headphones and I can't hear you? I'm going to pretend to smile and say, yeah, and just move on. Because
do you have big headphones? Like, you need like fuck you sized headphones. Maybe.
I would think just like you see a cord coming out of my, like, at least I have like a cord coming out of my ear. You would think people just assume they can talk to you regular, which is, people are idiots.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, a listener's gayest and straightest, I posted on Discord that I was looking for some and got these. So Running Otter NP posted gayest, starting Latisse to get better lashes.
Mm.
Straightest, diagnosing a turbo problem with my Genesis G70 and arguing with the dealer who insisted nothing was wrong with my car and telling me a day later it was indeed a turbo problem.
Oh, being right about your car repair.
Yeah,
bro.
And then another one we got from Gray. Moving this week has given me straightest of the amount of and speed with which I have assembled new furniture. And gayest being seeing a neighbor at the old place and simultaneously wondering why have I never seen you before and have I seen your OnlyFans?
Oh my God. Or have you ever seen someone and then immediately gotten on Grindr or Scruff to see if you can find them?
Oh yeah.
I imagine you, because you're a little bit like that.
Creepy and stalkery.
Yeah, I was trying to, yeah.
Shameless.
Maybe that's more it. thank you to Spaces. Thank you to you all. We have one of the biggest spaces on there. There are hundreds of people in our group. Come join and hang out and chat with us on Spaces. You can...
Behind my back, you fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have an iPhone, you can download it. Search in the App Store for Hornet Spaces or Queer Spaces, and then search for Gayish. Once you're there, I'm there. I'm on there pretty regularly, so you can chat with me and all that good stuff.
That's it. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
For being left-handed.
Is he left-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him. I don't know.
I just made that up.
Really? With such confidence, I believed you. I mean, odds are, based on the presidential numbers you gave us, thank you to left-handed people who live in a right-handed world.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
The struggle is real.
I wouldn't wouldn't know. I was built the correct way.
Yes, he is.
oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you to most every president except for the bad ones.
Right. You know who you are.
You know what you did. Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you to especially to our super gap bridgers who are all the correct hand. Because however you are is the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Josh Copeland, Forrest Nail, Patrick Martin, Anonymous, James Barrow, Steve Douglas, Explosive Lasagna, Christopher Farrell, Jamie Pugh, Kevin Henderson, Jamie Pugh. Sorry, I don't know why you stumped me this week. Kevin Henderson, Tips and McStumbles, Donald Linsky, Thomas B. Dusty Sands, A.E. Coleman, Chris Cacciatore, Jerome York, and Cian and Javi.
That is it. This has been Gayish from the Chris Cacciatore Studios. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you. Bye, I'm waving with my left hand.
Bye, I'm waving with my dick.
In Tantra Buddhism, the left hand represents wisdom.
I just like the idea of like when your right hand, it's like, yeah, that's more physical. But your left hand is like in a pussy is like, this is such a wise hand. It knows.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between like a back and forth just thruster versus someone who's like actually hits the right spots. That left handedness. Yeah.
Yeah.
They know how to get you there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take a different path.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.